I'd ask that you turn with me to Book of Acts chapter 13 as we can go back to Acts after our question and answer Sunday last week. And we turn back to the 13th chapter, looking at just the first three verses as we prepare to meet our Lord at his table this morning. Luke recording, as attention goes back to the focus on the book of the Church of Antioch, and we had seen a couple weeks ago when the Church of Antioch had been established, and then they had collected an offering there to support the church in Jerusalem that was going through hard times. Paul and Barnabas were chosen to take the offering up to Jerusalem. They did, and then we had seen before that Herod had imprisoned Peter. God had miraculously set him free, but James the apostle was killed. Now, Paul and Barnabas return back to Antioch, and there we continue the account, where it says, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manan, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and set them off. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for calling us before you this morning, that you've called us into your presence and we've come together this morning to gather and to meet with you. You've called and prepared us to your table. And Lord, we thank you for the fellowship we can enjoy with you. It is all possible through your Son, Jesus. And Lord, I pray that through your word this morning, through your Holy Spirit, just as you spoke to the church of Antioch, through your Holy Spirit, you would speak to us. That we too clearly would hear your voice in that still small voice as you speak to us and as you give us your instruction through your word and through your Spirit this day. That we too would respond to you just as the church at Antioch did. And that we too would do what you ask of us. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. When I was just a boy growing up, my mother used to always, we would always have a lot of people at our house. We would have any of the missionaries who would come in, or any of the evangelists that would come in and speak at the church. And we had revival meetings every year. And my dad pastored 5 churches. So that was 5 weeks of revival. So we were always having these evangelists in our house, the missionaries all the time. And my mother would always give me a lecture because she would be preparing all the meals for all the evangelists and teachers that come in. And she says, make sure you act proper at the table. And she said, when I have these guests in the house, you make sure you are on your best behavior and have proper manners. And most of the time I did as I was learning the proper manners at table. But one time, and this was another time when I was 14, I should have probably known better. But I was meeting my brother's future family for the first time. And they were, his ex-wife was governor. Ex-wife's uncle was former governor of Pennsylvania, Governor Schaefer. So they were pretty well-to-do family in politics and law. And we were gone to their house for the very first time, and they were having us for this dinner. So my mother gave me the lecture again. She said, you make sure when you go to their house and you sit down at the table, you're on your best manners and you have your best behavior. Don't embarrass me. So we had the dinner. Everything was gone fine. And Wolfie, who was what they called her, that was Ann's mother, looks to me and she said, Dan, did you have ample? And I said, huh? I had no idea what that meant. And then she said, do you have enough? I said, oh yeah, I did, I was fine. And my mother was about ready to go under the table. Another time when Kim and I were on, this was when we were on our honeymoon, we went to Disney World on our honeymoon and in 1992. And one of the places we chose to have dinner one night was a place called 50s Primetime Cafe. And what then was called MGM Studios. I think now it's just Disney Studios, if many of you have been there. And if you go in and you have the table, and it's like you're having dinner and you're in the 50s at home, and the waitress, you're supposed to call the waitress mom. And so she says, when you're here, you have to have your best manners. And I was sitting there one time with my elbows on the table. She says, you take your elbows off the table, and you have to have manners here. And having proper manners at the table is important. But more importantly is having the proper manners as we come to the Lord's table. And as we come to his table that he's prepared for us in a way that is fitting and proper for us. You may say, well, how does this relate to the scripture this morning? Well, the church in Antioch, as we had seen, had been established to be missional with that mindset of reaching others for Christ. We had seen its establishment with that missional outreach mindset and that dynamic discipleship of seeking to grow others in the faith and also with their generous giving spirit. But we had seen as they had gathered together, it was a vibrant community of faith, and from their missionary movement, they were going to send out Paul and Barnabas, as we'll see here, and the missionary, the emphasis in Acts is going to turn from now on to the work of Paul because of the church of Antioch that was sent out. But we had seen in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, that it was a common practice of the church when they would gather together, one of the things they would do would be break bread together. It was part of their common practice, that breaking bread of communion. And when they would gather, and with the church at Jerusalem did it, we can assume that the church at Antioch did it, that was their common practice of gathering together, of breaking bread every time they would meet, and that fellowship around the Lord's table. And that was an essential part of what they did. And so as they were gathering together, as we look at the scripture, we can discover from several principles that the Lord wants us to display through the work of the Spirit that he wants us to have when we come to the table this morning. And the first is that the Spirit calls us to the table. As you come together this morning, as we come to the table, we're invited to the table by the Lord and the Spirit himself. It says in the church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, various Barnabas, Simon, Lucius gives their names, but it says while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit's presence was among them. And the Holy Spirit spoke to them with specific instruction. In this case, to set apart Paul and Barnabas for the missionary work. But God's Spirit was at work speaking to them as they came together. And God calls us through the Spirit to his table this morning, and that all are welcome to come by faith. If you look at those names, Barnabas, Simon called Niger means he was from Africa, probably Nigeria. He was a black man. Lucius from Cyrene, he was a Cyrenian. Barnabas was from Cyprus. Menian, who had been from Herod the Tetrarch, he was part of the court of King Herod. And Saul was Jewish. So it's a varied background, and all were welcome, despite their background, to come to the table, to come to worship, and to be in the presence of the Lord. And we're all welcome to come by faith, to come as we are to the Lord's table because he's here to meet with us. And as he invites us to the table, he invites us to come with our brokenness, with our needs, with our burdens, and to bring them to him. Scripture says that Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread and broke it. And he gave it to his disciples. And he said, this is my body that is broken for you. And on the front of the bulletin this morning, I have that picture that says broken. And reflect on that Jesus was broken and his body was broken because you and I were broken. We were broken with our sin, and our sin and our brokenness Jesus invites us to bring to the table. And we can come just as we are, and he invites us to that. So come as you are this morning. Come with your brokenness. Come with your burdens. Come with all of that, and we know that we can bring it right here to him, and he can take that from us. Aren't you thankful? And he welcomes us. He invites us to say, come, just come to me. And I will receive you. Come who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And that's the privilege as we come to the table this morning, that you're invited and we're called into the very presence. Coming unworthy. And we may say, well, well, Dan, I don't feel worthy to come to the table. Well, none of us are. And that's the thing about God's grace. Jesus died and shed his blood, and his body was broken so that we could receive his grace, because that's what we needed. In the Old Testament, there is a story about a man named Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth was the son of Jonathan, the only one that had survived after King Saul's family had been killed. And as you know, Jonathan and David were best friends. And whenever David became king, he wanted to say, was there anybody of the family of Jonathan that I could show kindness to, because Jonathan showed kindness to me? And they said, there's one boy, one man, his name's Mephibosheth, but he's lame. He's crippled. He can't walk. And Jonathan says, send for him. So they brought him, and David said, you are going to eat at my table, at the king's table with me every day, and you're going to be supplied by me. And Mephibosheth says, I'm not worthy of that. I'm not worthy of that honor. And David, the king, says, but I am showing you my grace through I have made you worthy. And that's what Jesus does for us. We're not worthy to come to his table, but through his grace, we're crippled by sin. He says, but you can come and sit down and eat with me, the king, at my table with me. Your grace, my grace is sufficient for you. So we're invited to the table this morning. So come, because the Spirit welcomes us. And the Spirit and the bride say come. Because, friends, the Lord's table is not a table of merit. It's not a place where we come to receive merit. It's a place and a table of grace, where God gave his grace for us, his body broken, his blood shed, so that we can free and fully receive his grace. So the Spirit calls us to the table. Secondly, the Spirit unites us around the table. As we come before him, we partake with one another. And again, notice in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers, their name, Barnabas, Simon called Niger, Lucius. They were men of different backgrounds. The church in Antioch was diverse. Different economic backgrounds, different racial backgrounds, different social backgrounds, but they were united together in Christ, in one, as one family. And they came together and they worshiped. God unites us, the Spirit unites us as one as we come to his table, first uniting us with himself, that we are united with him through faith in Jesus and makes us able to come to him, but we are also united with one another. Jesus said, I desire to share this meal with you. And he took it and gave it to his disciples and said, eat from it, all of you. Paul told the church in Corinthians, he said, what we partake of, the bread we partake of is one loaf, one Savior who died for all of us. We all partake of him by faith, united together. So as we come in unity. We come in unity with our Savior. We come in unity with the family of God that we are a part of, worshiping together him. The Spirit unites us around the table. But third, the Spirit meets us at the table. When we come and you come with your burdens, you come and you bring them before the Lord, his Holy Spirit is here to meet your need. His Holy Spirit is here to meet you where you are and to extend that grace and that mercy. It says, as they were worshiping, while they were worshiping the Lord in prayer and fasting, the Holy Spirit said to them, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul. And God's Spirit met them specifically and spoke to their heart and to their need. The Holy Spirit meets us at the table through worship. That as we were worshiping and they were in the midst of worship, when the Spirit came to them and the Spirit came upon them and spoke to them. And in our times of worship, God's Spirit is at work speaking to us. And that worship can be here when we're together, when we're singing hymns, when we're around his word, but we can be worshiping no matter where we are. In fact, as believers, our entire life should be lived as a life of worship to God. And through that worship, God's Spirit is at work. And God's Spirit is calling us. Through worship, through prayer, it says when they were praying together, in prayer and worship, God's Spirit met them. And in those times of your prayer life, when you go into your private prayer closet, and your time where you're meeting there alone with God, meeting privately with him, his Holy Spirit is stirring in your heart. His Holy Spirit is working. And through our hunger for him, we see the Holy Spirit meeting our need and meeting with us. Jesus says, come, you who are hungry, and receive of me. He said, unless we eat of his flesh and drink of his spirit blood, we have no life in us. But it says they were praying and fasting. Something we don't talk too much about, or maybe you don't even practice too much, is fasting, but it was something that the church did. And here, the denying themselves meal so that they could have the Spirit of God in a powerful way. And I'm just applying to our life that of hunger for the Lord. But in those times of hunger, when we have a hunger for him, Jesus said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled or satisfied. And in those times when your heart is hungering, the psalmist said, my heart thirsts for you, O God. My heart is hungry and thirsty for you. And having that hunger and thirst and passion for God, in those times his Spirit meets us. If you're hungry this morning, if your soul is thirsty, come to the table. Receive of him. Eat on, feast on him by faith, and let him refresh and nurture you again this morning as we come before him. So the Spirit meets us here. Whatever your need is, in your brokenness, in your sin, bring it to him and let his Spirit meet with you and give his grace. And then the Spirit sends us from the table. It says, as they were eating together, the Spirit said, separate from me Barnabas and Saul for the work for which I've called them. And then after they prayed and fasted again, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. And they met, the Holy Spirit met them and called them and sent them forth. And as we come to the table this morning, we come to receive of the Lord by faith again in bread, and as he invites us through the bread and the cup, and to come to receive of him. But we come to the table to be refreshed, to be strengthened, to be nourished, and to be equipped so that we can go forth to live for him and the world out there, to being his hands and feet, and as we've seen in the Church of Antioch, to be living on mission for him every day. That he sends us from the table forgiven, that his body and blood was broken, his blood was shed, that we could be forgiven of our sin, and when we come to the table, we are forgiven again by what he's done. We come refreshed, and we are sent forth refreshed as we feast on him by faith and are nourished in our spirit. We are empowered by his Spirit and sent forth empowered as the Spirit is at work in us. We are chosen, and each one of us have been chosen by him, and we are commissioned. And we are commissioned to be his hands and feet and to live for him in the world around us this week. So the Spirit invites us. He calls us. He is uniting us. He meets with us. And he sends us forth. So as we prepare to come to our Lord's table this morning, as he invites us, as we do, join together with me in a time of prayer as we prepare ourselves to meet the Lord at the table this morning. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you that you have prepared the table before us. And Lord, at your table that you have prepared, you invite us through your Spirit. That the Spirit and the bride say, come. All who are thirsty, come and drink of the free gift of the water of life. And Father, we thank you that you invite us to come to the table just as we are. With our brokenness, with our sin, with our fears, with our doubts, with our struggles, we can bring it all to you. And you invite us to bring it to the table and there and find your grace. Because your table is not a table of merit, it's a table of grace. And we thank you that you receive us. And in our brokenness, because you were broken for us, so that we could be whole and restored once again. So thank you for your body that was broken for us. We thank you for the bread that is a visible reminder of that. And Lord, we consecrate the bread to you this morning. And we consecrate ourselves to you. And as we receive of the bread this morning, may we receive so with thanksgiving and gratitude that you have invited us to come to your table to receive your grace. We thank you for the cup, a visible reminder of your blood shed. And we consecrate it to you, and we thank you, Lord, that your blood was shed that we could be forgiven and brought into that right relationship with you. So, Lord, you've invited us to come to you to your table this morning. So, Lord, we lay it before you. Forgive us of our sin. We thank you for need of your grace. And, Lord, we come and ask that you would unite us together with you, that our heart would be united with you. If there's anything between us and you, that your Holy Spirit would remove that right now, that we could have that intimacy restored. And Lord, you unite us with one another because we don't partake of this alone. We partake of this together as your family. You've given us this to your church for all of us to share in. One body, one cup, one loaf given for all of us. And Lord, I pray that as we come to your table, your Spirit would meet with us, that we would sense your nearness, your intimacy, and your presence in a special way. Because, Lord, you are specially and spiritually present with us through your Spirit in times like this and always. But I pray that you would meet with us this morning around your table. And then that you would send us forth, commissioned, forgiven, and chosen, and empowered to live for you this week after being refreshed by you, that we'd be strengthened and encouraged to live for you this week, wherever you take us and whoever you bring us in contact with this week, that you would be lived out in and through our lives. So thank you for preparing the table before us, for making all ready. And now, Lord, prepare us to come to receive of you by faith as we come in obedience to your command and your invitation, and as we come in remembrance of you as you've given us this way to remember you. So we thank you for your grace. We celebrate you and in your mercy. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.